Don't look under the internet.
Hell yeah. That's good. That's good for all of us. But
Jason, do you want to explain what's going on your head right now?
No.
Okay. Awesome.
This is Oscar. This is my co-host Oscar.
Yeah, I'm filling in for Jason. We sound exactly the same. I'm just way prettier.
Wayne's World. Excellent.
Excellent.
Excellent. Welcome to Don't Look Under the Internet, I guess.
Welcome.
Mike's not here. He might be here later. We don't know.
He's freezing
to death in his house, possibly. So he may never come back. I don't know.
Get into your sump pump.
Yeah. Yeah, do that, Mike. Get into the sump pump, and then...
It's warmer in there.
Yeah, that's how it works, right? Whenever you're cold, definitely get into a body of water.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah.
Hypothermia.
That's what I always was told at school.
Also, uh-huh. Lisa, don't ask me any more questions about this.
Yeah, okay. So, I guess we may as well start with the Ludi housekeeping, because we actually have some this week.
Hell yeah. We have a reason that we're talking to you.
Thank you, people, for giving us money again. It's been a really rough stretch. Doug was almost homeless, but we made it through. So on Patreon, we've got Parker Kidwell. Thank you, Parker.
How do you park a kid?
Kidwell?
Well, you definitely don't want to park a kid badly, because you're definitely going to hear about that.
Parker Kidwell.
That's how your taxes go up.
Yeah. And then CPS gets called. It's a whole thing.
It's a whole ordeal.
And we've also got Aaron Cerny. Hi, Aaron Cerny. Thank you for concerning the money you give us. We got there. We found something.
You think we deterred people from signing up to the Discord because I kept shitting on their names?
Probably.
Yes.
These people are just using their whole ass names now. And we've also got Matt Balu. I don't know. You talk to us on Twitter a lot, which I appreciate, and I just murdered your name. So thanks for giving us money, though.
Get wrecked, fool, fucker.
And then we've also got three people that switched from Patreon to Fourth Wall. King.
Damn. Oh, shoot.
Thanks, King. The Papa King. John themselves. And Zay IoT. Thank you, the three of you, for continuing to give us money in different ways. We very much appreciate it. And you know what I do appreciate? A lot of things, but not today's topic.
This is going to be
4 minutes.
Yeah. I'm going to just preface this whole episode with saying that today's episode is going to be loosey-goosey.
Yep.
And very much off-brand.
Not
off-brand in the fact that the topic is off-brand, but off-brand in the fact that we've all collectively decided this garbage topic doesn't need to be deep-dived any more than people have already done.
It's just, it gets so confusing.
The further into this we go, the more I regret doing it. The more I regret going further. And then I'm like, maybe if I go a little bit further, I'll understand more.
Maybe the next step I take.
I find nothing but more regret.
Yeah.
More regret, more confusion. We should have just talked about fucking computer viruses.
Yeah. Yeah. We had a whole topic. And then we were all like, Jason, why are we doing this topic? Let's do something else. And now we're here.
And now we're fucking here. So, you know what? I'm fine with it. I watched the bomb being built and then go off right
Jason's
afterwards.
Jason's like, all right. Nah.
All right, let's
see. He made a poll in the Facebook chat and everything.
Yeah.
We brought this upon ourselves.
I washed my hands clean of that.
Yeah. Today's topic is not fat, and it's Bond skinny.
Yeah. Bond skinny.
Bond skinny.
I was trying to find a joke, but I couldn't get there. Because this is no laughing matter, folks.
This is serious.
Super serious.
Fucking serious face.
Super serious.
He's super serious.
Smiling. Doug.
Yeah.
See, no, can you even do it?
This is a super serial story about potential domestic violence, maybe. Potential abuse of the mentally impaired.
Kidnapping.
There's some gross, real gross human liquid stuff that happens at one point.
There's just straight distress.
There's some popular music.
There is some weird stuff involving minors at some point. But
we'll
get into all that. Doug, what the fuck is a bond skinny?
Yeah, let's talk about what we're talking about before we get...
In a nutshell, without giving too much away off the bat, which I don't even, know what that means, but in a nutshell, these are a series of videos by a young girl who starts basically just making some real questionable content.
Well, when we say young social medias, I mean, how old are we talking?
We're talking probably younger than 21, but over 18.
Probably a teen.
I want to say.
Yeah. 18 or 19.
Yeah. We don't know. I don't care anymore.
we're really getting the audience like invested in this one. Like, I'm sure everybody listening.
This is a terrible topic.
I think we finally found something that made us all like kind of like feel weird, where we're like, I don't know how I feel anymore. About
every
this.
Second that we spent looking at this, I feel like all of us separately just like it was a more extreme reaction of ugh.
We all came back together and we're like, what the fuck?
Why?
We all got the ick real bad.
Yeah. Yeah. It is icky. If nothing else, it's icky for sure.
If you like feeling uncomfortable, well, then you're in the right place, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
Comfortable is not a word.
I've already said this is a poo-poo topic, but I only say that because I think my brain has digested so much of this that now I don't know how to feel about it.
It's like
I haven't even finished describing this.
It's like when you spend too much time on YouTube, just like looking at YouTube poops or just like stuff that's just like completely nonsensical and your brain hurts.
You feel
afterwards.
It just running out of your ears.
Yeah.
You're just like, oh God. Yeah.
This definitely falls in the topic of things we should be covering. If that makes anyone feel better.
Yeah.
It's on brand.
I guess let's say this right off the bat. You can find her in two spots.
Yeah.
Well, you can't find her.
You can,
I guess.
Well, you could have.
You used to be able to find her in two different spots, and she mainly operated on Instagram and Twitter, and
TikTok.
Sorry, yeah, TikTok, not Twitter. Instagram and TikTok, and if you try to find any trace of any of those things at this point in time, you will not find anything. So. Hopefully you're stumbling across some kind of YouTube collection of all of this content. I'm sure you could probably use the Wayback Machine to piece together every video like at some point in time, but the payoff for you is
it's
that
a
you
lot of the same mind numbing shit.
If
you want a definitive deep dive into this with actual information, Rainbot
does a really
good
job.
Has a good video for you.
Yes.
But we're here to just
we don't have patience, so
we're just gonna talk about it and
hopefully
does someone wanna describe the character of Bond Skinny? Like
what
she looks like, what she does.
So it's a fairly normal looking younger female.
What? Well, thing you're gonna notice.
What are you talking about?
Until you look at her face.
Until you look at the thing that you notice first,
which is
what, Doug?
The weird fucking clown mask that she wears in all of her videos that says
I like candy. I believe
I like candy, and it's like if you've ever watched Rugrats, it's like looking at Cynthia doll.
Yeah, it's like the Cynthia doll,
but. The hair is all red.
It's red, yeah.
And it's a clown.
not a human at all.
I like candy, I'm sorry.
I like sweets? Okay. Yeah. I was trying to figure that out earlier, and I totally forgot to finish finding that out. But it's just like that. Well, that's what you get, though. You get the weird head, but like normalness
on
underneath.
On a normal, teenage
Everything
girl's
else is
body.
Absolutely normal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but like, what's in these videos? And I don't even know how to, it's difficult to describe, which I think is why nobody's like jumping into describing what it is. That
I guess
the way they start off is more like dancing videos, I guess you would say.
Yeah. Like, so these all start, like I said, early in 2019, right?
Right.
And I wasn't on TikTok in 2019. I had joined during the pandemic. So I don't know. I don't know what thing. I don't know what the state of TikTok was back in 2019.
Well, it was mostly like those duet videos, right? Where like somebody would post a video of them dancing or singing or something, and then somebody else would add on to it with their video of them dancing or singing or whatever.
Right. Right. Yeah. Okay.
And that's kind of what a lot of these were.
It was. Most of them were just pop songs of her just grooving in this mask.
Yep.
Sometimes like it would just be like, yeah. Actually, one thing I did notice that there was a Bears flag.
No.
In her garage. So I was like, wonder if this bitch be
just down the road.
Yeah. Right. Oh god.
She's like four rows back.
But I mean, essentially, from kind of what Matt described, that was her videos. Just her dancing.
The dancing slash the duets, like it. It's just music with this clown person just dancing around doing their thing. And
just a straight clown person.
Yeah. Which you may ask, why would we bother with a TikTok channel like this? But then it gets way creepier.
It gets awful weird.
Yeah.
Awful
weird.
Yeah. Then you get to hear her voice.
Yeah. So in late 2019... we see a change in the type of media that she's posting. She finally starts to post some like videos of her actually speaking and actually like walking around and like doing things that aren't dancing.
Isn't it like the first one kind of a reaction video to just like the buzz that her channel has been getting?
I want to say so. She's like literally like talking about, I think somebody had asked in her comments about her room.
Right.
She's basically addressing. Oh, yeah. The commenters about her room and how,
and the difference between like the pink room and like the room that she's in currently.
Right.
And that's when she admits to a felony or something.
When she admits to a felony.
she'd be saying a lot of things, to be fair.
Yeah.
But in that video that I think you're referencing, she also like very, very obviously like looks into a dark room and like kind of pretends, or it seems like someone's talking to her from this room.
Oh, yeah.
That she mentions his name, Mr. Man.
Mr. Man.
So right off the bat, like red flags, right?
Who the hell names their child Mr. Man?
Right.
What if it's a lady?
Well, then it'd be Mrs. Man.
Well, that's not what the birth certificate says, Doug.
Mr. and Mrs. Man, the whole man family. Mr. Man's child, man's son. Yeah.
Marilyn.
Man's son. I've heard that before.
But like, it's so, I don't know. We get these, they're just abrasive and they're chaotic. And
how
like,
do you describe them? Like, it's just talking.
She sounds mentally impaired.
Yes.
Is like
yes.
One of the big focal points of these videos. She's like talking to the camera and she's like obviously very nervous, but she's like talking
rapid,
to her
like,
fans and
movements.
Like thanking people for watching her videos, but she's like, she's clearly not all there.
She like hits herself in the head and like she'll like
what
act
about
like she's
this?
Banging her head on the wall and stuff like that. Like,
what about
you know?
This screams not okay, Matt? I don't like. There can't be a singular reason.
It might be the videos where she lays back on her back and then sticks her feet up in the air and starts pedaling like she's on a bicycle, and then she like starts barking and then crying and then starts smacking herself in the head and then apologizes. Yeah.
You know, you're right.
I think there's one video in particular that kind of fucked me up that I don't know if it's like the distress of it all or what, but there's a video where she's like basically like wallowing to be like let into a room, and she's
oh,
like pounding on this door.
Yeah.
and just like, she's like, I don't even know how to make these noises.
I don't either.
In my own body.
She's whimpering. For sure.
Yeah. It's basically like she's in like this insert, like a, just a lot of pain or something. But like not in a physical sense.
Yeah. No. And isn't there what, there's one near around the ones that you're talking about where she eventually does get into that room. Right. And then says something like Mr. Man's space or like something like, is that what you're talking about?
His office. She gets into this room and it's like, so I guess we haven't also described the change in scenery because early points of the videos, she's in like a pink bedroom and like in this like fairly normal looking garage with a Bears flag and everything. And then at some point, as these videos get further and further like into the realm of insanity, she transitions to this other space that looks like a derelict house, kind of has that it has like holes in the ceiling that you can like straight up see up into the ceiling. And there's like construction ladders and stuff like laying around.
Yeah.
And then at this point that Jason, Jason's talking about, she gets into this room in the house that's like an office, but it's clear that part of the ceiling has fallen down and like shelves and stuff have fallen over. And then there's a very large, very nice desk that is like,
yeah.
It's a big gigantic wooden desk that you would see in like a mansion or something, and it's like sagging in the middle, like it's gotten wet or something, and it's like folding in. And she says that this is Mr. Man's office,
right? It's just dingy and dark.
Yeah,
I don't know the exact timelines on things, but we get like, once these like distress videos start happening and where we start seeing like the Mr. Man's office, if you go to like, if you were like following her on Instagram as well, there's a point where I think it's after she got into the room. I don't remember if this is the exact timeline of things, but
it's difficult to know because we can't go back and look at the TikTok account.
Yeah. Like, none of this shit is around anymore. So basically, something happens where on her Instagram, they post a picture of her in a dog cage.
Oh, right.
And
this was weird as shit.
Whoever's writing it is essentially, I think, Mr. Man.
It says Mr. Man.
It's her foster father.
Right. Yeah,
foster is how father. It's worded.
I love her very much.
And
she's okay. She just needs to calm down in here.
She tried to run away.
This is her punishment.
Yeah, she's going to be there for 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's like only a couple more days and her punishment. It's like, Jesus fuck.
Yeah, it's pretty bizarre.
And people are like responding to these videos, like tagging the FBI.
Yeah.
They're like, get help. Someone help her.
One dude's like, da fuck, bro, and then said at FBI.
At one point, she also does address the fact that the bedroom changes. Because she's like, somebody asked me what the pink bedroom from my earlier videos was. And she was like, that's one of my friend's rooms. It's a somebody I live with. But they don't know that I'm here.
Bird Scooter! This episode is brought to you by the Big Red Button Podcast.
Do you know what you'd do in a nuclear apocalypse?
Because we sure as quack don't.
See how our choices get us into trouble and back out again in this actual play podcast.
Big Red Button is for lovers of the Fallout franchise, choose your own adventures, and tabletop role-playing games rolled into one big audio drama.
Our band of stragglers is unraveling a mystery in the wasteland, and we're at the mercy of the roll of the dice.
So grab your Geiger counters, take your rat away, and subscribe to our new show, The Big Red Button.
Right. This is what I'm talking about when she just admits to a fucking felony of like living in somebody else's house and like harassing them at night when they're sleeping.
There's a lot of alluding to some sort of like definite mental illness because there's also a video where she's like addressing like us as her like
her loyal
viewers,
fan base.
And she like looks in a mirror and she's like, "Who are you?" And then like she's like, "I don't like you." her brain's not comprehending that she's looking at herself.
I mean, I do that every morning as well. It's not
right. It's normal go of the your typical routine.
You have to get ready for the day.
Yeah,
that's fair. You words of affirmation.
Verbally right? abused yourself in the mirror.
You worthless piece of shit. I don't like you. All right, time for work.
So one last thing I wanted to bring up is there are some videos where after she starts doing like this new format of videos where she actually goes back to doing her like old dance videos or whatever.
Yeah.
And we actually see a few like on TikTok, like you were mentioning, you can duet people, you can stitch things and like add other people's music to your videos and whatever. She actually adds a few ARG content creators on TikTok's music to her videos. And then we also see a video of hers where she has the Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared song.
Yeah, the green is not a creative color. Playing. Yeah.
So a lot of these things that are happening on her TikTok and on her Instagram kind of start dividing her, like, the viewers' opinions about what the fuck is happening, right?
I think maybe we should also mention the post on her Instagram about the drawings, because she starts making drawings and posting them on Instagram too. And a lot of these involve like her and Mr. Man. And so there's pictures that she draws where Mr. Man's like beating her, but then she also has pictures where like Mr. Man is handing her candy and she's smiling.
That's right. That's
and then
right.
there's some other posts about this thing that's like, looks like it involves surgery that you would do for this disease called Crouzon's disease. Yeah. C-R-O-U-Z-O-N.
Crouton's disease.
Crouton's disease, yeah.
It's where your bread gets too dry too quick.
Which is where your skull, like the bones in your skull don't fuse correctly, or they fuse too early while you're growing, and it leads to your like face being all deformed. Was there anything else in the videos that we wanted to go over?
There was one other one that I can think of off the top of my head. It's the one that's called like, it's like scrambled eggs or what the fuck is that one?
The one that's in like the attic or some shit.
Yeah, they're looking in the
like,
attic
like
and
Russian like dialogue.
The Russian
right
in the background.
Then there's a picture that links to that.
So this is what ties into what I was kind of saying before we talked about the art, which is I'm going to just call it the fan base for now, because I guess that's what this would be.
They're
is
called
the people that were watching.
Mommy somethings.
Oh, yeah.
They have a name.
They're called Juggalos.
Mommy? Anyways.
Mommy?
Sure.
I don't know what they're called.
Is the pee in the bathtub one? Is that just Faygo? Just straight Faygo. Yes. Yeah, just that's another thing we briefly mentioned
image.
That we didn't talk about. No, like on her Instagram, she uploads videos of one, her standing in a bathtub peeing into a cup. Another one where she's playing around with what appears to be liquid shit. And then another one where she's definitely just fucking around with a bloody tampon.
Yeah, which is
great.
So if you go to that, like I sent a link in our group chat earlier. She has basically what's like a link tree.
This stream of thoughts has gotten worse by the second. I want you to know that.
Link tree is not even connected to this. This was straight up on.
No, it is. I'm going to tie this in real quick.
Oh my God.
So the peeing in the tub.
People
right?
are starting to see how
this
we.
This is. Like, yeah. This is exactly why we don't understand.
Big long rabbit hole.
So if you go to her fucking link tree or whatever the fuck it is that she's using, it has like, you know, her YouTube and this and that.
Well,
and
you
that.
Wanted to explain that that is also a different name, because
yes.
Bon Skinny,
oh, fuck, you're
Bon
right.
Skinny
it's not,
is
yeah,
a
it's
TikTok
not.
And Bon Skinny is an Instagram, but the name that's attached to the link tree is completely different.
Let's make this make sense, Doug.
All right, so there's nothing about this makes sense. All right, so we have to like basically, all right, you know what? Let me just say, before we get into this, let's back up. We've backed up now.
We're back. Okay.
All I had to say was that she has a merch site, which I will go over later. Her merch, there is a water bottle that is just a still shot from that piss video.
Oh, hell yeah.
Of her legs in the bathtub and just like piss shooting into the bathtub. And that's just like on the side of a water bottle that you can buy on Redbubble.
Wait, we like
there's a Redbubble.
Hold on.
Yes, no, I'm
what
not...
I want to know is if you order the bottle, do you get the piss?
Probably. It probably comes filled with piss. Okay, Redbubble fills it with piss for you.
I'm not using Patreon. I'm not using Patreon money. She sends her pee to
Redbubble and Redbubble puts it in.
Yeah, I'm not using Patreon money unless it comes with the piss. Like that's is a deal breaker for me.
You can only
go to Discord on your phone and go to the link I sent. This is the easiest way to do it. Anyways,
I'll be going down this rabbit hole.
So you know what? Let's do this. Where can we put some connections, Matt?
Where can we put some connections? Okay. Well,
yeah, what's where can
another random fucking connection that nobody actually knows how anybody found this. Or like how this got involved at all, but there was a random video that pops up on YouTube, and somehow somebody out there found this video when it had like 600 views or something like that, and it was uploaded in 2020 when this was all happening, but it claims to be a video from 2017 that the person who runs the YouTube account it was posted to claims wasn't even their video, that it was just sent to them by someone. And so it's on a video on a YouTube channel with like 13 subscribers called Jade Archives, and it's a video titled Debbie's House 2017, and it's this person walking up to this house that looks pretty normal from the outside, and they open the door and they start walking around inside the house and like picking shit up and just kind of going through things, and you can tell that it kind of looks like the house that's in the later videos on Bon Skinny's Bon Skinny's TikTok account, because there's like holes in the wall and it looks like there's
the
like
later
ongoing
videos.
Yeah, like ongoing construction and shit. And some of the things that this person finds are a bunch of notes just written on like scrap pieces of paper that are just like insane ramblings and just like phrases and words repeated over and over and over again. There's a lot of that sort of shit. There's some drawings that kind of look like the scribbles that you might have found on Bon Skinny's TikTok or Instagram account. And then the most important thing that this person finds is some medical records that detail a surgery that I guess this Debbie person had to correct Crouzon's disease. So it's like a diagnosis of Crouzon's disease. And then like the details about a surgery that this person either had or was going to have, along with a note that they find crammed in a wall that
this is the most ARG like portion, like elements of this whole self-proclaimed ARG, right. I guess at this point.
There's just a note sticking out of a wall, which is a totally normal thing, that talks about how this person, this Debbie person, who I guess is the person with Crouzon's disease, meets this guy, and this guy, like, she talks about how he's like definitely her other half, and like how he tells her that he loves her, and nobody's ever told her that they love her before. And it's like this really long, like, note about this guy. And it tells us, what his name is, which I had my notes up, but I don't remember what his name is.
What
did I say?
Trying to remember the name.
Cooper. That's his name. It's about Debbie's boyfriend named Cooper. And that's pretty much the whole thing. And then at that point, the person just kind of like is like, nope, this shit's way too fucking weird, and just leaves. But it's like, it's pretty... So I'm not... This is the part where
I'm
like...
So we just watch a casual B&E.
Right.
Yeah.
Casual B&E.
And then uploads it to YouTube. So, like, what I really wish that we knew about this, and I don't think there's any way to know this now, is how the person who made the initial connection between this video and this Bon Skinny thing made this connection. Like, was it somebody who actually just randomly found this video, or was it somebody, like, did... somebody involved with Bon Skinny asked this person to upload this video, and then they just like dumped it into a Discord chat or something, and like kind of Ash Vlogs-esque.
Yeah.
Who knows? I don't know.
Well,
nobody knows.
The worst part about this whole fucking thing, though, is that literally anyone and everything connected to this no longer fucking exists. Penis down. like literally. I like how we just like never actually mentioned it or said anything. And
no,
it's just been there.
Just
we'll
been there.
See if people understand. Maybe if you turn it.
Well, yeah, we'll get the Diluted side now. Yeah.
But yeah,
I never uploaded that video, so people don't even know where that came from.
Fuck.
It's just a dick that just happens to be on Doug's desk.
Yeah, I just have a giant penis, and it definitely hasn't been inside me at all.
No, definitely.
So, yeah, that's...
I would have tasted it.
You would have. You would have smelt it, too.
Tasted it first.
Probably. Yeah, there's just no good way to, like, fact check, like, look back into or do anything with any of the shit on this topic. Yeah. And I guess that's a good reason why we're covering it. Yes, it may be fucking weird and disgusting and just, like, you know, giving us the straight, the ickums, but it does fall very strongly into the world of, like, what the fuck and
yeah,
things that we should be covering and talking about, because we know y'all fuckers love this weird shit.
Yeah, and yeah, hopefully we're introducing some semblance of chaos into those of your lives that need it. I don't know. One thing that I do enjoy about some of the things that we find or at least stumble across that are like this that we might not have touched on like we should have, it's just like the chaos factor.
Oh, yeah.
Just like there's no story here. I mean, there might be a story, but good fucking luck figuring out A, right, what the fuck's going on, and B, who's involved with anything whatsoever.
Yeah, it's like this, like, this video raises way more questions than it actually answers anything. And like, are we even sure that this video is actually really connected, or did somebody just say that it was? Like, the only things we have here are the Cruzon's disease thing, mm-hmm, that connects it. The other thing, yep, that we have is like the love letter. Do we think that this is Mr. Man? So, I mean, we haven't totally explained what Mr. Man is, but they don't really either. Like, Man is just referenced multiple times in the descriptions of the videos that Bon Skinny uploads. And then she also says something about him a couple of times. Like, she mentions that it's she finds his office. She mentions that he's coming at one point, like, I guess to get her. Yes, always.
It's the most exciting
at least
part of the
once
episode
during every episode. Then, like, is Mr. Man the same person as the person that put Bonnie in the cage at one point? Is Mr. Man the same person as Debbie's boyfriend? Are Debbie and Bonnie the same person?
That's I was under the impression that whoever took the picture of Bonnie in the dog kennel was Mr. Man. I mean, that just makes
But she calls him, if Bonnie and Debbie are the same person, she calls Cooper her boyfriend. But Mr. Man, if we're assuming that's who put her in the cage, says that he's her foster father.
Foster father.
So
I really hope that's not like an allegory, yeah, for daddy.
Yeah, like, is it like a weird Dom thing going on?
Because like the you can draw a line between daddy and like foster father if you want to, if you need to in your brain split up the biological portion of the word father, but still remain calling somebody daddy. Like, I guess that's how you do it without saying daddy, but then why wouldn't you just fucking say daddy? Like,
oh, yeah, father.
Everything you guys are talking about right now is why I was so confused earlier about the other YouTube channel.
Yeah.
That we might talk about in a little bit.
Yeah.
Because of this exact Dom... daddy, yeah, bullshit.
Well, so that's going to go into a relationship, and I see why, because like there's the semblance of a relationship between Bonnie and Mr. Man at some point during like these videos, and it's not so much shown, but it's so much like she expresses it a little bit, and there's like an attachment portion to it, but it's all chaos at the same time. But yeah, do we want to touch on like that incorrect, like, set of videos, or do we want to
I guess what we have to do at this point is we have to step away from it,
yeah,
and start looking at it in a like a sleuth mode where,
so
like,
see big picture,
other people, like, started to like, what did everyone else find out, like, what happened, like, what were the fans saying, what was, like, you know what I'm saying, like, what actually came, yeah, of everything, right?
Yeah, well, at some point there's like a Discord that pops up. And it's like
several different times, yeah.
Yeah, and then
it's specifically for a 21st birthday party.
Yeah,
for her is what she calls it.
Okay, but is it
the only reason I know this
at this point? When that happens, though, is it a 21st birthday party for Bonnie, or
see, that's the part that's not so clear,
because
it's not,
because she at least goes by Bonnie in the Discord at some point, because when she starts, and this is going to be just a what the fuck moment for everybody listening to this, when she starts harassing people and sending her army of like mommy girls after people, she's still going by Bonnie.
Yes.
Because the screenshots of that have
where do we want to start with this? Because there's some things that happen where basically for a long time, so like basically up until like from 2019 to 2021, Bonnie is live in a well in Cascadia.
Oh my god, it's been a minute since we've said that. Holy shit.
She is doing the Bon skinny thing across all social medias. However,
a lot of people are entirely convinced that this is a mentally handicapped individual who is being held captive in a derelict house by this Mr. Man person. And there are many people who are fully convinced of this.
And to be fair, I get it. Like, yeah,
and I can't say that maybe I wouldn't be either. Like,
when you bring like the mental like handicap like portion of it into it, it almost seems like it could be way more true, because like who knows, like if this girl really is, who knows if she knows what's going on,
right?
And she's just happily posting,
like she doesn't know there's anything wrong with it,
right. She doesn't have the context or like the
understanding.
Exactly.
And I guess that's the best way to describe this, is because of that like exact point, a lot of people are like, hey, this is bullshit, hey, no, this is real, please get her help. Hey, let's start exposing Bon Skinny for what is actually going on.
Right.
And we get an Instagram, which you can't fucking...
You can't look at anymore.
You can't look at anymore.
Before that
even
happens,
it's
still
there.
She posts more videos to the TikTok that are like talking.
It was more talking videos.
Those countdown videos.
Yeah.
So, all right. So basically... I don't know the right timeline of things.
So
she does, she puts those videos on basically saying like, I'm not doing this anymore.
I'm done. And like, it's in a normal fucking voice. Whatever
like impairment she's been like trying to put on is gone. At this point,
it's going. Right, there's definitely a slight speech impediment, but that I'm guessing comes along with Cruzan's disease. But
that's another thing for later as well.
Yeah,
is
it later or is it now? I don't even know anymore.
What's the time? Like, is there what else do we have to? Is there any more groundwork that we have to do?
I don't stumble across.
I guess not.
I guess all right. So I guess let's rip the Band-Aid off first and foremost.
Okay.
We have a lot of people like looking into this girl, as with any kind of like ARG that happens. Not that this is an ARG, but like anytime, you know, something like this happens, an analog horror, an ARG, Unfiction comes along, you get your internet warriors and they come fucking blasting out the gates trying to figure out anything and everything they can, right?
Right. Yeah.
So over the course of, you know, a couple of years of this, you know, this girl posting these videos, we get a few other social medias that pop up that are what we can only assume are directly tied to Bon Skinny. Now, Bon Skinny ends up being like, nah, I'm done. No more Bon Skinny. It's over. I just want to focus on my art.
Because she claims that it was because the sudden attention and all of the people harassing her,
the
and
anxiety.
Like trying to figure out where she was and stuff was just like cranking up her anxiety and she couldn't do it anymore.
Right. So, so we get a few leads on some of her other socials, and one of the things that we do find out indefinitely is that she actually does have Cruzan disease, which is why she wears the masks in her videos. And she kind of basically came out and said, "Bon Skinny's done. That was a character. I want to focus on my art. Here we go." And this is where we learn that. I don't want to get into it hard.
Well, I
want
to say allegedly, because the thing of it is like we have accounts from people who were present in this person's Discord at the time that this was going on, and there are screenshots of DMs and like videos of like video chats with her, I guess. But the thing is, we don't really have verifiable
evidence
that
us or
any of this actually happened. Like, because all the TikToks, all the Instagram accounts and everything have been deleted. So like we have right. screenshots of these things that have happened and like accounts from people that were supposedly involved in this. But mm-hmm. I've also seen on Reddit like descriptions of this person from other people who say that she's actually a sweetheart and like she was just using this as like an outlet. Artistic outlet and stuff. Yeah. And like so
yeah, that was actually the debate that we were having earlier is yeah. like what is truth and what is false like at this point, because from what Matt just said, there are tons of accounts of people saying just that. But then we have a whole ass there's this whole ass like two part series on YouTube that's just basically called Exposing Bond Skinny.
Yeah.
And
it's like it's the hardcore dedicated people who are like
it is like this girl, I think her name is like Blah Abigail or something. You can find her on YouTube.
Blah.
She yeah, literally. She goes is it in
Blabby for short.
Yeah, Blab Skinny. She just goes she goes Bon hard Blabby. In the paint on this Bond Skinny girl. Like she's like basically saying that she's like a horrible person.
Yeah.
That she essentially is just like, you know, she does have croissants, but at the same time, she's just like, she got bullied out of school. They mentioned that she had a buddy in that whole Discord server that she ended up like that had a crush on her, but she actually had a crush on someone else. And they like started making jokes about like shooting up schools and shit. What trigger warning. Fuck? Sorry, everyone.
Apparently the Discord that she managed for her like fan base was super edgy, but also like incredibly toxic. And so they had like a bunch of different like channels for different shit, like pictures of people doing drugs and like a channel where people could share their own. God damn it.
Good. Perfect.
Good.
Perfect.
Yep.
Good.
Yep.
Good.
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 You know what else is good?
Good. Good.
Wowie. Good Zowie.
Good Wowie Zowie. Good Wowie Zowie,
hi.
Everybody.
Hi.
Hi. And
hi.
Anyway, and another thing. I made it. I made it to this.
Hi, Mike.
This lovely. Hi. I made it. I'm here.
We get almost. Used to it. You we are. Almost got through it.
We you almost were finished. So close.
This will be the easiest episode for you to ever edit. Matt, up until the last 5 minutes or so.
There was a point that I'm going to have to cut because Doug
100%.
Made fun of people's facial deformities. So.
Oh, way to go, jerk.
Yeah. I made fun of people with croissants.
Croutons?
And then I laughed
that
really
was
hard.
How it started.
Oh, damn.
Not as bad yeah. as the section from the SCP that I have to edit out.
Don't worry. I won't go there.
Yeah. Oh, God damn it.
Oh, buddy.
The only thing I'm going to say about croutons is it really made me want a salad when I...
Oh, my God. Same.
Yeah. Now we have to edit this part out.
I need a Caesar salad like ASAP.
Yeah. It's fish. The fresh greens.
Hey, fish comes back around, too.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? anyway, what did I miss, boys? Where you at?
We were putting the finishing touches on... I don't know, parts of the relevant information around yeah. Bond Skinny.
We were talking about how the whole Bond Skinny thing was over and like she posted those videos about how she couldn't do it anymore. And then we started talking about
yeah.
Bond Skinny, the person behind it and how person. There's like this whole YouTube like
yeah, like
expose
how,
about how she's kind of a crappy person. And
there's this weird edgelord.
Yeah. And then I started talking about the Discord and how the Discord was super weird. And then that was where you interrupted us.
The Discord was super weird. They could just upload videos and pictures of them doing drugs and shit and their yeah. poop.
That was literally the last thing yeah. I said before you.
Literally, yeah.
From here on out, whatever we're saying is just hearsay, and we don't know if it's true or not.
Correct.
Like there's really no way for us to know. The one, like one consistent that we do have about where, quote unquote, Bonnie is now, is that she wants to do her art. And there's a couple different social medias that we can find her at. And one of those is called Miss Mimi Dolls on Instagram. And this is very obviously Bond Skinny because A, there's a couple videos that tie into it, but the social media timeline matches up perfectly to like a start in like the 2019, 2020 like region. And there's also
two
another
Instagram accounts that have very similar names, and I can't tell which one's supposed to be the real one.
Well, okay, so there's one called Miss Mimi Dolls, and then there's one called Miss Mimi Dolls with like with one little difference, but it's her backup account.
Yeah.
So okay, if you look at it, it says this is my backup account.
It's a, in case she admits to another felony on that one, right, that she can fall back on the other one. Yeah.
Basically, there's two Instagrams that I can find right now that I can almost guarantee are for sure the girl that ran Bon Skinny, and that's Miss Mimi Dolls and then Bim Booty.
Oh yeah,
Booty. I haven't seen Bim Booty. I found Booty.
If you look at either of those, they are very obviously
Bon Skinny.
Same person. That, yeah, yeah. Very.
And she
very
wears like surgical masks and stuff. And the other photos she posts, like she posts pictures of her in like skirts and like dog collars and stuff, but she's always wearing a mask of some sort.
Yep, yep.
She reminds me of like one of the, I don't even know what to call it, like that juggalo, like clown goth submissive.
Yeah, it's like a like it's like right now like
a very specific brand. I know that's,
but like you know exactly what I'm talking about, right?
They're like a pastel goth.
Yeah.
Where they wear like a bunch of like pinks and blues and greens, but they're like very much goth clothing.
Yeah, they've got like the
a Christmas goth,
but also juggalos apparently.
Christmas goth, yeah.
Juggalo pretty much sums it up, yeah.
Juggalo Hallmark goth would be a good one too. I like that one. Oh,
Lifetime
man.
Goth.
The leg. Yeah.
Amazing.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to talk about, you guys.
I mean,
the only other thing I think we can say is we didn't.
We kind of glazed over the fact that, like, in these exposés about her, like, behavior, that she took, like, her very weird cult following and tried to, like, dox some underage kids and, send them after them to try to, like, contact their school and shit. Yeah.
Right.
Super fucked up. Like, super fucked up stuff.
And again, we don't know if any of this shit is fucking true. Like,
no. One thing that is true is... Well, so that stuff is pretty much, it's not like confirmed, but
it was apparently in the stories on her Instagram, though.
Exactly. So, like, well, yeah, there's an 18 minute long story that she has with one of the people that I think were the reason that her Instagram account got shut down, the one with like 23,000 followers or whatever. And so she like got into an argument with the guy and was like, oh, I'm going to. Let's send my mommies after so and so, which are her fans.
Yeah.
And I think they confirmed it in that same like 18 minute thing where they're just like, oh, let's send them to the school and get them and all that stuff.
Which I guess we didn't mention is, I guess, part of the reason why her social media accounts are permanently banned.
And not surprised.
Yeah.
I came in at the end of this and I gotta say. Hated this whole experience.
Oh, dude.
We said that right off the rip.
Yeah, literally right off the bat.
3 minutes into me pressing the record button, we all were just like, this is fucking garbage. And just like okay, cool.
It's
we're not even trying
to
pretend here.
Like garbage, but it's just so.
The way I put it, Mike,
weird.
Was I said,
it's
this
weird
gave us
and
the
nasty
this gave us the ick.
And
the ick. We this all got is, the ick from this whole story.
It gives me the brain ick.
It's
if you're
it's
horny
cringy,
and you want to not
like,
be. Look this up.
Ooh, yeah.
And if you still are, go see a therapist.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that says about
this
you.
Is going to start someone's clown fetish. I'm telling you right now.
Oh God,
clown well, girl I, honk heaven.
So, Discord,
Facebook,
let us
look
know
it up.
If you develop a clown fetish after listening to this. Because if that's the case, one of us has a superpower that we don't know about. It's not.
Have you guys
superpower.
Gone over, like? Your opinions and whatnot on this already? Or?
No,
we've
been trying to just
immediately, which was this was terrible.
That's fair.
Right. Immediately,
because I have some.
There's
words.
There's one other thing that we kind of talked about, but we didn't quite. Or no, we did talk about that. We talked about the Cruzons. I'm stupid. Never mind.
Yeah.
Oh no, it's the other YouTube channel,
right?
Oh yeah,
the one the.
All right, so for everybody,
the false flag.
If you
for
Google
everybody
Bon
who's
Skinny,
new to this,
now this is what you're gonna find.
Yeah, you're going to find someone who is definitely not Bon Skinny. You're going to find a TikTok by a man named like Boogie88 or like Boogie or
it's in
Nameless Boogie88.
Nameless Boogie88. You're going to see a TikTok and he's going to be tagging Bon Skinny over and over and over and over again because him and his dumbass whoever he's with,
I think it's a guy in his
bought mind. The same mask,
I'm pretty sure,
and have basically, I don't want to say game jacked Bond Skinny, but they're basically just
it,
using
it almost that. Plays out like fan erotica. Like,
yes, it's like, right. It's that's like exactly YouTube, what I thought of.
You, it's like,
yeah, they wrote their own
fan
fiction.
Erotica as you can make and like keep it on YouTube.
I'm glad I didn't watch any of this.
Both of these people basically went, I have a boner for Bond Skinny.
Let's
boner
on YouTube.
Let's do these things together now.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's like videos of this guy like chasing her around in an abandoned parking garage and stuff. And like,
it's a different music. Like, it's different popular songs.
Or
some of them are pretty
funny. Or they're cooking together.
Or cooking.
And she's chained up.
And he's like talking dirty to her and shit. It's weird.
Is he chasing her around to that song? Where it's like
the Benny Hill theme song.
The Benny Hill.
Oh, the fuck yeah, the Benny Hill soundtrack. Yeah.
Now, all right. If anyone here has some free time and they want to go ahead and speed up one of these videos and put it to the Benny Hill theme song, that would be fucking hilarious.
I'll watch that.
That's YouTube.
I don't even know if
right
it's
there.
Supposed to be erotic, but it comes off as.
It does
erotic.
Come off weird. That's what
I'm
I was saying earlier.
Right now, yes, it is supposed
it's
to be erotic.
No, this fulfills a sexual fetish somewhere. 100%.
Well, that's what I was saying earlier, because when you guys were talking about the whole like Dom like thing with Mr. Man and Bond Skinny,
oh,
I was
that's
like,
why
God
you thought
damn
this was
it.
Real?
No, that's why originally I was like, oh, maybe it is her.
Oh, or not but real, then, but like that's why you thought it was the same person.
Yes. Okay. And then gotcha. I was like, fuck. But the more I delved into all her other socials, I was like, that's not the same person.
Well,
this is just a
the dead giveaway for me was the tattoo. Like the girl in the YouTube channel has a tattoo on her chest, and she's also definitely
not the same body person.
No.
I thought I was like, you know, maybe pandemic time like got to her and she gained a bunch of weight or something. Like,
and got
I wasn't
tattoo.
Like
I, but some of the videos are like 3 years old. So
to be fair, I didn't even actually notice the tattoos until you said something, and I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, the tats are
not the same person at all.
Yeah.
But
anyhow, Mike, what are your opinions? You said you have opinions.
Yeah. Mike, talk some, because you haven't talked at all this episode.
And I've talked too much.
I think this was someone's attempt at, like, I mean, it's obviously like it starts off as a big old metaphor for like, you know, hiding your true self, you know, being uncomfortable with how society perceives you.
Is it supposed to be that deep? She does say it's supposed to be a reflection of her own mental state.
That's what I mean.
Like
it's supposed to be like
that at some point.
Yeah, it's so in my opinion, it's supposed to be like a reflection of her mental state. It's supposed to be like a reflection of like societal standards and how she wears this mask to hide her true self because her disease she thinks she's ugly because of her disease the thingy, I forgot what it's called,
Crouzon's disease.
Yeah,
yep.
And it's you know, she's locked in this room, which is like her locked in her own world, and she's not happy there because she's alone and all that stuff. But it just is so uncomfortable.
It is very. It
like,
goes too hard.
And like, I mean this. This is gonna probably come off sounding very mean, and I'm okay with that. But like, so at first, when I first started watching some of this stuff, I was like, "Oh, this is definitely a person with like who's mentally ill." And has
okay.
Like,
did you think it was someone who was like
working.
Mentally disabled?
No, like because, someone who's just like having some serious like mental breakdown, anxiety, you know, all that.
You thought
kind of
this
stuff.
Was like a Yay Video Games situation.
I don't remember Yay Video Games that much.
Was the Reddit account
that's
where
right.
the guy started having a mental breakdown. Real,
little mental
kind
breakdown.
Of.
Ubisoft goes bye bye, always on
to
DRM.
An extent. Yeah. To an extent, yeah. But I also think this is someone who's just wasn't like right the head where they thought like, oh, this is a good idea, when in reality it's fucking not. Because like, you know, it's.
So if
even
we're
if
defining that
act,
as mental instability, I'm going to go
no,
ahead
I mean,
and say that
like,
all four of
yeah,
us
all,
are mentally unstable.
No, because like even
because every week,
even though this is all like an act, she's still like the her mannerisms and like the way she like fidgets around and like stomps around like a child a lot and like the way
she could just
talks,
be a good actor. or actress.
The way she, well, the I way think
you're
she
not
talks
a fan of the
things,
bicycle kicks in, like, the air.
Yeah, and well, and like the way she talks throughout most of it, with that weird, like,
the child voice, the baby voice.
You don't, you're not just able to do that unless there is something wrong with you.
I think
you
that is just part of it, though, on. Is that, like, despite the fact that this is all an act and, like, a thing that she's doing, I think she is mentally unstable legitimately, yeah, because of her disease and, like, the bullying and not having, like,
yeah,
a normal,
yeah,
like, childhood.
Well,
yeah,
I, and that's what I'm saying.
I do,
like,
agree.
That's what made the most, not I don't think unsettling is the right word, but, like, it felt wrong for people to have such a following and attachment to this when, like, it's obviously someone going through the fucking ringer.
Yeah, like,
you know
it
what
feels
I mean?
Exploitative.
Yes, exactly. Thank, like, you. That's what I'm looking for. Yeah. It felt very exploitative.
Yep.
And, like, it just it felt...
Did. Which is wild because ick. She's
it felt
almost...
Ick.
That's what I'm saying, and bro, because she's doing it to
she's
herself,
doing,
essentially.
And yeah, her audience.
And it's like it's you're like... You get that cringe moment where you're mm-hmm, like, oh, fuck. Like this person's like, they don't realize that they're being
which
cringy,
I think is
right?
Part of the extra ick is like you're witnessing yeah, this and you almost feel like you shouldn't be.
It's like, I hear the best thing for the people who are like that on the internet is to, you know, draw attention to them, make a whole like deep dive analysis, a podcast yeah, episode about
them. We should really hone it in.
It's not
just
enabling, right? Yeah.
And I feel bad about it a little bit because, like, it, to an extent, like, as yeah, I was watching this, I was like, oh, this seems like a person who knows, like, this is how they get attention. So they're doing all this cringe shit and they're, like, essentially, like, making this caricature of themselves and people are watching and being entertained by it. But she, to me, it feels like she thinks that they're entertained by her, but they're being entertained like they're laughing.
She thinks
her,
they're laughing
with
her, but they're laughing at her.
Kind of, yes. Right. That's the vibe that I get. And I don't, that just yeah, makes you so uncomfortable. Like it's, ugh.
It's
I think, I don't know. I, there were a lot of people almost, who were legitimately concerned for her though, but
yeah, yeah. There are. Yeah. And I think it's, oh, this yeah, is almost those, allegorical. If you, yeah, if you put it into like,
it's a Chris Chan situation, basically.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Another person I guess we should cover at some point. But yeah, no, definitely.
At some point in the far future.
It seems almost like, I guess the best way to put it is that like the moral of the story is happening in almost an ironic way where yeah, she's yeah, doing this to herself because they were doing it to her initially.
It's the,
and
the,
now
it's
she's
the
just
cyclical
like
bullshit.
It.
Yeah. It's yeah, a cycle think, of violence. Yeah. It's literally honestly, like, you treat people like shit because the people above you treated you like shit because the people yeah, above them treated them like it's the same shit.
Honestly,
just
I think
cut it out.
I think Moot nailed it. It just feels exploitative to me, and I'm yeah, not a fan of it. Even though nope, she's the one doing it all, I was not a fan of this at
but that's,
all. It just felt
that's why
this made me feel more yeah, uncomfortable than anything we've covered. Yep. And like,
yeah, and that's
we said
perfect.
That, we
and
said
that's,
that right off the bat too.
Yeah,
I love that honestly because you know what. I've had this discussion, and I don't want to go too far into fucking horror movies, but I just want to use this as an example. I have talked to people who will not watch some horror movies because it triggers them with certain things, and that may be like, you know, sexual assault or like animal harm or yeah, this and that, and they're like, no, I won't fucking watch movies that has that shit in it. And I'm like, that's why it's scary.
Right.
Because that yeah, shit scares you. You know what I'm saying? And this right here, it's so like fucking weird that all of us have the ick that we're like, yeah, I don't even know.
This,
about
this
one,
oh
bro,
my God. Oh my God.
Like, this one actually,
it's because you're talking about horror movies. This gave me the same fucking feeling that I had when after the first time of watching fucking Barbarian. Have you guys seen Barbarian?
I like Barbarian. I would disagree personally.
I liked Barbarian.
Megan is missing.
Okay, yes.
This is about
that,
to become a whole movie thing okay, again.
We're
yep,
done.
It is.
We're done. We're done.
I tried. I tried not
yeah,
to.
Move on. Yeah,
I had to. I had to make. Yep. All right.
I think. Anyways, Mike put his finger on something that I couldn't. That I was having a hard time figuring out. That I didn't realize. Like you summed it up perfectly. Because like even like before we started doing this tonight, like 15 minutes before this, I was like, man, I really don't know if I want to do this topic. And I couldn't figure out why. I was like, we've talked about some fucked up shit. We've watched some fucked up shit. Something about this unsettles me more than anything else. And I think you hit the nail on the head, which is that like, no matter what happened with this creator or whether the original content was real or not, it feels like somebody who's not in a good state, like
And it feels like we're just...
They're putting that breakdown or whatever that is out on the internet. And they're clearly not having a good time with it because they've said as much themselves.
Right. Yeah. They came out and admitted it.
That's what I was saying, though, that there's so much distress in some of these videos that you watch when you like go through.
You can't figure out where the act ends and like the actual emotional distress begins.
And there's like...
Go ahead. Sorry, Mike.
Just looking at like a core concept, like... Not a horrible idea. Like you have your themes in play. Like let's say this was like, you know, some sort of unfiction or whatever. I wouldn't say ARG because there's no like game.
Definitely not ARG.
Even if this started as a as an unfiction, it started off in that way. It did not end that way for one.
Yeah.
And two, the themes are there. Like I can see some like storytelling themes. You know, you got this person that's, you know, you hiding their face. They drop subtle clues to the disease again. I'm not even gonna try to pronounce because I forgot it again.
Cruzan's disease.
Crouton. Sure. And you have your core elements right there with that disease and hiding your face from the world and all that can be resolved. Like take Hi Mary, for example. That whole thing was an allegory for like depression and anxieties. Yeah. You know, you have that same
post content.
Yeah, action. You have those same like story elements here. It's just it went such a baffling route.
Yeah,
and it went so off the fucking rail so fast that it's like you lost. If you're trying to do something, you lost it, and it got out of hand.
Yeah, you lost the plot and created a whole nother one.
There was no. I think what. Bonnie was trying to do in her character was she was trying like I don't think she was trying to do anything. I think it became what could have been like unfiction, ARG, whatever you want to call it, but I don't think she realized what she had in her hands essentially, and it got so out of whack that it almost became real.
I think she stumbled into something that people resonated with, and she didn't know how to handle that per se because she was just using it as like an artistic or creative outlet.
Right.
And now people are like latching onto that she started acting differently, that she started like behaving differently, and like the pressure of her having to put this act on for so many different people who adore her.
She also
it just kind of broke her.
Like Doug said, there was a 21st birthday thing in the midst of this at some point. So at some point during this entire thing, she was a teenager having to deal with this level, a teenager who already was used to being bullied and like had some other shit going on to begin with and wasn't in the best state to begin with. Also having to deal with the pressures of like rabid fan bases on the internet and just the whole, like the cruelty that is the internet in general. Yeah. Like I can't even imagine. So
no, thank you.
Yeah, no. Damn.
We get called clowns all the time. So
you're right.
I feel bad because, like, you know, shit. Like we're like trying to figure out like why how did we get so popular to and like
I wouldn't say
we're
popular. That's because easy.
No, we're
hold on.
I mean,
or whopping 1,000.
Let's say this. Hey, we've come a long way from 3 years from go. I do think this is actually one of the creepier things we've covered because of how real it got.
Yeah. It's
and
always
like
the
that.
Fucking real ones. It's
I like
always
that, but
the
I
real
hate
ones.
It at the same time.
Yes.
Love it and hate it at the same time.
It makes you
that's
feel
where,
things.
That's where I'm at. I think we all gave
no,
our...
No, I just hated it.
Yeah, Matt doesn't want to deal with the real issues.
I don't. I'm gonna give this. None of us do.
This entire thing made me never ever want to go on the internet ever again.
Yeah, this is one out of five. Don't look unders. It's right there.
One out of five.
That's good though. Isn't less look unders better?
Five out of five is bad. Yeah.
Yeah. 5 out of 5. Don't look unders. Sorry.
Yeah. Retcon it.
Okay.
No, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and jump on the Matt bandwagon. This was just fucking terrible. Like, I mean, I will say after talking about it with you guys, after talking about it with you guys, I have a newfound appreciation for like just the process we had to go through to arrive at the conclusion of, yeah, this just exists. Like, I have a new like we just ran in circles around each other trying to find out what we could about this topic. And I will say the topic itself, not that fun. the process with you guys and just talking the weird random bullshit. I have had an hour and 21 minutes of unadulterated fun, and I thought this episode would be maybe 30 minutes long.
I have to like piggyback off that because I think I disliked this episode more when we started. Now that we're ending, I think I like it more because of how perturbed you guys are. You guys are actually way more tripped up on this topic than I got at any point, and that makes me happy.
I can say is I started this journey by watching a video on TikTok of a woman with a clown mask on having a mental breakdown, and I've ended it with having a discussion about mental stability and the internet while naked 3D girls dance around on my screen.
You just left it up. Okay.
Somebody's link tree. There's zombies in the background.
There's zombies in the background getting shots.
Syringes.
You should see how wide
beacons.ai/missmimidoll. Go check it out because.
Yep. All right.
It's strange.
We'll post a link somewhere in some description. You fucking figure it out.
Yeah. This has been a weird one, guys. This has been a very strange one. Yeah, Mike,
please get us out of here. Because
we won't.
So, you talk about things while I go pee.
So, like, everyone can go to our website. You can go to diluti.com or dilutipod.com, whatever is your go-to there. Click on all them links. Every link is our social. We have a Facebook, you know, for the boomers out there. We got the Twitter for the boomers out there. We got the Instagram.
For the boomers out there.
We got it all. You know, we got the patreon.com/dilutipod where you could chuck in something or nothing. And either one is pretty solid. Pretty whatever you want to do.
You're getting content no matter what.
Yeah. You can also become members on our website. There is a membership on there where if you become a member, you get access to member exclusive merch and discounts on merch. Also, you should buy merch because that would be really cool of you.
Yeah. Holiday season's coming up. If you buy it right now, you might get it before Christmas, but probably not much later than this.
Give the gift of Diluti this Christmas.
I just bought the four of us we'll call it a stocking stuffer, I guess.
There you go. Don't look under the Christmas tree until December 31st.
Well, yeah.
And, I would also say, huge shout outs to, Undefined Graphics, Mike Lowy for our logos and photography.
Hell yeah.
Go check out the Unplanned Podency boys at Unplanned Podency. You could also go to Ghoulish Mortals over in St. Charles. You could tell them Diluti sent you, puts a smile on their face every time.
Oh, yeah.
I'll also tell you, if you're having some sort of mental breakdown, don't record it on the internet. Instead, talk to a person. And that's going to segue me into our sponsor, BetterHelp.
I wish.
I would love to be sponsored by them.
That's a whole thing for another day. But
that's a whole controversy, actually.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it's a whole controversy.
As of right now, I'm going to segue us. We are literally 42 hours of watch time on our YouTube away from being monetized.
Yeah.
All you have to do is
loop us for 2 days. And
you interrupted me and I thought that would be different news. Like,
we are monetized.
I just pissed blood, everyone. You guys,
I just saved 15% by switching my card shirts to Geico. Woo!
For great low rates, you can get online. Go to the general.
Yeah, that's all I got to say is
the general,
you know,
car insurance. We'll worry whoever you hit.
That's all I got. Moot, what do you got for me?
I hated this, but I love you.
I love you. How about you, Jason?
Yeah, same thing. I fucking hated every second of this. I felt my brain running out of my ears while watching this, and not in a good way. But surprises have been found tonight, because honestly, the discussion about this was a lot smarter and a lot more fun than I thought it was going to be. So I don't know. Stay paranoid. Your friends might surprise you every once in a while.
What about you, Dumbless?
Well, I started out hating this, and I think I've ended on a pretty high note, just knowing
I still hate the subject. The episode was good. Sorry.
I agree. I think that I'm having a great time knowing that y'all are just fucking so disturbed by all of this.
It's not great. I'm going to go ahead and do this right now because we've forgotten this many times.
Fuck. Doug, go find Alice a pen.
Yes. We only have two sentences written, guys. So I'm going to go ahead and say, in order to make up some time, we should at least finish out this paragraph. And I think we have a decent start.
We need at least 2 to 3 sentences.
Yeah, we got to finish
out. That's how long we've fucked up.
Let's end tonight with like just a general starting point of what this story fucking is.
Okay, we got to make this
fast. We'll make it quick. Here's what we have right now. Fade in exterior. A penis that is too hot. Attached to this penis is a man named Roy.
Okay.
That's all we have. We have to find
Mike,
an idea.
Mike,
here.
First sentence.
Roy just got off the night shift at Jiffy Lube.
Okay. Already sexy. I like it. So, okay. Actually, you have better. This is your.
Yeah, you're right.
You have way better handwriting than I do. So, Roy just.
Right, so,
Roy just got off his night shift at Jiffy Lube. I got off.
That's keep that phrasing.
Add that in, Doug. Add in me's going.
Add in
got off.
In parentheses. All right. So Roy just got off his
Roy
night
just
shift
got off the night shift at Jiffy Lube. In parentheses, got off.
Matt.
Roy sure knows how to lube a car, but he knows how to lube me too.
It's about the friends you lube along the way.
Roy sure knows how to lube a car, but
he knows how to lube me too.
All right.
He knows how.
End chapter one.
Just like an introduction and then a vague reference to something sexual.
That was the
I got the next one.
Yeah. What's the next one?
That being said, I've never met Roy.
All right. I like this so far. I've never met Roy.
That makes sense. I haven't met Roy yet.
I got the next
chapter
one.
Two.
Is that better? I haven't met Roy yet.
I haven't met Roy yet.
It becomes a reward.
Correct.
Mystery.
And I'm gonna go.
This
I'm gonna
diary.
Can I contribute the next
detective?
New paragraph.
So new paragraph.
New paragraph. But this is the first sentence.
Okay.
And all this
and
is gonna say is
he wasn't Roy.
Before I regale you with the details of our sex life, let's talk about how we met.
He's just confused.
We gotta tantalize the audience. You know what I mean?
By. That wasn't Roy either.
They're doing their own thing.
One more time, Mike or Jason.
Mike.
What do you have so far?
Before I regale you with our sex life,
let's
talk
about the day
our
that
sponsor,
I met Roy.
Raid Shadow Legends.
Let's talk,
and then Raid entire
Shadow
chapter
Legends.
On Raid Shadow Legends, please. And how you can get the best champions by using the link in the description.
I think we made some progress.
I think we made a lot of progress. Right.
Yeah,
right. I didn't hear Jason's sentence. Read the whole thing.
Before I regale you with our sex life, let's talk about how I met Roy.
That's the new sentence in the second paragraph.
Hell yeah.
Okay. So you don't know Roy yet, but you're going to...
Correct.
You're going to talk about how you met
Roy. We're going to
Hey, man.
It.
This okay. Wet hot Allosaurus summer has time traveling, all right? We're just gonna
ooh, look at that. We're
yeah, y'all are getting into it, aren't you? Yeah.
All right, everybody, thanks
Let's
for coming
make a good
out.
Story.
We love you guys always, as usual. We try to do what we can to, you know, appease you guys. Y'all suck for the most part, but here we are, and we're doing our thing. So, see, bye.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
See you later.
See you later, guys. We love you. Don't
Bye.
Die.
Have a beautiful time.
Hi, the Ludi Pod. I have been binge listening to this podcast for the past 6 weeks, and I can tell you I am hooked. I love the chaotic energy, and I love the kind of stuff you cover. I spent weeks trying to find a podcast that goes over these, like, internet mystery stuff, and I found you guys, and you guys perfectly encompassed all of it. Keep being creative. Keep being fucking paranoid, as always. And, yeah. Keep making the content you do. It's amazing, and I love listening to it. I really appreciate you guys. Thank you.